So if Shiadal Akhisaloi, what's the loch about making Abdullah twice? If we say Abdullah in Shmoneh, do we have to say it again or not? Omalay, the loch is ki kiddush, just like making kiddush for a night. Ma kiddush, afagav de mekadesh betzlusa, we make kiddush in Shmoneh Esrei. Mekadesh akisa, akosa, we make our kiddush again on the kos. Is af Abdullah nami? Afagav de mavdul betzlusa, we're supposed to make Abdullah Shmoneh Esrei, mavdul akosa. The kind of was to make Abdullah a second time like we do. Right. We have Lezer going the boy door. The Lezer says, where do you say Havdolah? In Moedim. Is he holds an Indian of like you're thanking the Kodesh Baruch Hu, either that Shabbos just went by, or else it's Haidor that we understand the difference between Kedush and Chol. So it's Indian of Moedim, like thanking the Kodesh Baruch Hu, we understand this, it's not saying in Birchas Haidor. We have Zotmar Reb Zeyre, Heavy Rock of Chamri, he was riding on a Chamon donkey. Heavy Koshok of Yozer Reb Chia Baravin, Basar, Reb Chia Baravin was walking the back of him. Omale, he told him, that's what you say over the name of Rabbi Yechon. Halacha Krebeleze b'yomtiv shechal liyos achra Shabbos. You say, we pass like Krebeleze, that you should say Havdolah Moedim where? By yomtiv that comes after Shabbos. Hey, so Shabbos and then Sunday is yomtiv. So when you make Havdolah, Moedsoy Shabbos, in that Shmon Esrei, you should say Havdolah where? In Moedim. That's what he said. Punkt then. It's the whole regular Moedsoy Shabbos, we don't hold like him. So we must know that the Chomim say it in Atachonin. Lord them das, we say Abdullah. But on here, we might say Shabbos is a Yom Tiv, there's no bracha of Atachonin, Lord them das, there's no bracha Sadas. So here, where should we say Abdullah Shemin Esrei? There's no first bracha. So hell here, the Svarah is like Reb Elezer. The Svarah should be, is to say it in Moedim. On Malay, he said over in, he's like right, that's the locha. By Moedsoy Shabbos that comes out on Yom Tiv, then the Abdullah is said in Moedim. So the Gemara halacha mechala de pligi. Without you saying halacha is mashma somebody's mechulat like he didn't hear. Who could think of that? There's no other place to say Abdullah. But you have to say the moedim. For the Gemara b'le pligi, you want to say nobody thinks it. Well, pligi rabbanim. Havad rabbanim do things. If rabbanim say a Abdullah where in atochaynim. So the Gemara aim of the pligi rabbanim where the rabbanim say make Abdullah in the first bracha. That's b'shayim or sashana. That's a regular moedsoy Shabbos when we say shmones. When we say yudchas brachas. So there, we were the kaveh to say the Abdullah, and Atochin wrote them back to say Abdullah. Mashen came be yomtiv shechal liyos achra Shabbos, but if Moedsoy Shabbos is a yomtiv, we don't say Atochin wrote them back, we should say Abdullah, pshita Abdullah should be in Moedim. Be pligi to Rabbon and Dinsach on Yablezer. There's a svar they should be masking for Yablezer. For the Gemara, I call part of a pligi Rabbi Kiva. What are you so astonished I told you? Some people are mechuluk on Yablezer, Rabbi Kiva for sure is mechuluk. Rabbi Kiva says Abdullah is always a bracha by itself. So if you make a bracha by itself, even every Moedsoy Shabbos, the word didn't, the same thing would be Moedsoy Shabbos, that's Yom Tiv, it should also be a bracha by itself. So you answer back, Rabbi Kiva, I'm not gervous like. Otu kol ha-shana kulo miyabinuk Rabbi Kiva. Does anybody know that Rabbi Kiva, every Moedsoy Shabbos, does anybody make a special bracha by itself? To ask to make him another kavosi now that Moedsoy Shabbos is Yom Tiv, I should be choshit to Rabbi Kiva Shita. What's the swara? Kol ha-shana kulo the whole year. My time, Loy of the new Rabbi Kiva. How come we don't do Loy Rabbi Kiva? We don't make a new bracha by itself. Abdullah, the Timnei sorry talking. The Rabbanim were only mistaken 18 brachas. Sisri Loy Tikkun, they weren't mistaken 19 brachas. In Hokinami, the same thing now that Moedsoy Shabbos is a Yom Tiv. On Yom Tiv, we daven 7 brachas. Shev Tikkun, the Rabbanim were only mistaken to say 7 brachas. Timnei Loy Tikkun, Moedsoy Shabbos, that is a Yom Tiv. Still, you only have a chiv to say 7 brachas and not 8 brachas. Melapshiti don't make a new bracha of Havdalah. So Melapshiti is out. We have the Rabbanim swore to say Havdalah, not to Chen Lodim Das, we don't have either. Because we don't say after Chen in Moedsoy Shabbos and Yom Tiv. So Pshita, the swore should only be like Reb Lezer and Mechur, nobody should think of on Reb Lezer. Omalei, lav haloch itmer elamatnit. The Eshin Shno, it's not the Pshat we said over the haloch is like Reb Lezer, it's only matnitmer. It's a little different expression, like it's not Klor haloch, Rashi. I said halachah Rashi. Man the yom halachah. If you hold the pshat is halachah, we pass like Reb Lezer. We'll soon see we don't pass like Reb Lezer. But it's not that he said over. We do hold like Reb Lezer. It means dashinim leiber pirkin. Halachah means it's clear, and you can even tell to the rabbin when the rab gives a drasha on Shabbos. He tells everybody it's halachah. Man the yom matim, but the one that says no, it's not halachah. Just matim means medrash le dashinim rabbin. Don't tell the rabbin about this halachah. For somebody comes and asks you, what should I do? Privately, you're allowed to tell him on a Moedsoy Shabbos, that's Yom Tiv, you do like Reb Elezer. Make Havdalah in Moedim.
Another sheet we'll soon see is Lashon Nirin. Rashi, man di yam nirin means aruya naimel and arinin. You don't even pass them. If somebody, a yochid, asks you what I should do, don't even tell him like this. No, nirin just means the ovid loy madrina duvda. If somebody does do it, we don't tell him to be chayzer over again. You can be yaitse v'dievet. That's the three l'shoynes. Halacha means when Maria Barad, we tell everybody. Matin means only a yochid you tell. And nirin means not even a yochid, not even to tell him that's v'dievet. If he did it, you could be yaitse. Some say halacha means you tell everybody that way. The Amrulay Matim means not only Yochid you pass on that way. The Biyechanam Moidim. Moidim Anirim just means that, and Rabchiv Rabbam Anirim. That means if somebody did it, we don't tell him to be Chayzer over. Om Rab Zera, Norket Rabchiv Rabbah Biyotcha. Hold like Rabchiv Rabbah. That isn't the halacha like this. That he said, we pass on the Abelezer. Why did Dayeg Ugama Shemaita be Pumei Demara? It's a question, how do we say Halacha or Nirun or Moedim Holak Abchiyah Barabbah that Izzicha said Halacha, that you could tell everybody that's Halacha. Why? Because Abchiyah Barabbah is very Medayeg whatever he said. Ugama Shemaita be Pumei Demara, he listened to his Rebbe very carefully, Shapir, Shirachba the Pumbedisa, just like Rachba Pumbedisa. The Yama Rachba Rach, when he said over Halacha, he said over Omer Rebbe Yehuda, he said Klo, who said it? Har Habayis, the Beis Hamikdash, the stands in front of it, kofel hoyu was doubled over. Well, yisatav lefnim yisatav, that one satav, one platform in front of another platform. So he said this over the name of Rabbi Yehuda. Mashmi was very medayik. Who to say it over from? So Mele Rabbi Chiya Barabba was also very medayik in his lashon. So we could be mekabel they zicha said then halacha. You could tell everybody. Abizot Gemara, what's the maskana? Amar Rabbi Yosef, ano mi loy haya dinim loy haya. I don't know what you're talking about this. I'm not talking about this. Ela mid Rav Shmuel Yadin. I know what Rav Shmuel says, but we hold that kino lo magnis of a bubble. They mistake in a new nusach and bubble how to make up dolam and like so yomtiv. But we say, but the Yenu Hashem lo kenu es mishpatei sekecho. But landen lata.
By the Mishnah. Ha'imer, somebody says, I can't see Pigi Rachamecha.
The same way HaKadosh Baruch Hu has Rachmonas on the mitzvah of Kan Tzipor, which is that if a mother is on top of the bird, on top of the eggs, you're not allowed to take away the mother when it's on top of the eggs, or take away the eggs away from the mother. The mitzvah is first, Shalat HaShaleach, you have to send away the mother, and then you can take one. So here you can think that's the meaning of Rachmonas. Hashem says, have Rachmonas on the mother to the kids. So somebody says Hashem should have Rachmonos on me, the same way Hashem has Rachmonos on the bird, it's not a good midah. We'll soon see what the Mishnah says. Hu adin v'yaltoiv yisker shmecha. Somebody says that we should mention HaKadosh Baruch Hu's name when something good happens to us. Mashmah, when something bad happens, then we don't mention Hashem's name. That's also no good. And moedim moedim, somebody says moedim twice in tefillah and davening, is meshaskin oisei. To tell him to be quiet, it's not a good thing. You're doing something wrong. So Rashi, Yoimer, Bitzfilosoi. Tzadik and Rashi, it's only Yosser in your tefillah. Mashmav, not join Shmon Esrei, someplace else, it would be Mutter. But in Milo Shmon Esrei, you shouldn't say such a Loshin. Al Kan Tipegi Rachamecha. Anoshim Shohoyu Marin Atzmon Ke Mishavonim Lahamik Veloshin Tachnunim. People show themselves they want to be really asking from HaKadosh Baruch Hu. The Oimrim, and they tell Hashem, Rachum Vechanunata, you have a lot of Rachmonis. So in the same way that you have Rachmonis on them, have Rachmonis on us. And the good you do to us, then we'll remember your name. If I feel you say two times Moedim, we tell you to be quiet, it's not a good midah. So tomorrow, somebody says Moedim twice, it's no good, you understand it. Mishum de Mechzik Eshtei Rishuyis, as if you're saying Moedim to two different gods. That's no good. There's only one Eibishter, Hashem Echad, and not two. So we understand that. V'yal Toiv Yiske Shemecha, the same thing. Now we understand why Nami Mashma La Toivo V'lo Yal Ara. We only mention Hashem's name when something good happens to us, and not when something bad happens. Otanan, we learned in the Mishnah later, Chayiv Odim Levorach Al Haruah Kishen Shavorach Al Toivo. The same way you make a bracha and something good happens, HaTov Yameitiv, the same way you have to make a bracha when something bad happens to you. The Dayan Emes. Because really, when HaKadosh Baruch Hu does something bad, it's for our good. Hashem does not mean to us. Whatever bad for us is only our good, so you have to give a bracha on that also. So So that's why it's no good to say we'll only mention Hashem's name on the good. Elo al kan tipig yirachemecha. My time. What's wrong with that? The chura, this mitzvah, it's a mitzvah rachmonis. Hashem says have rachmonis on the bird or the children. Don't take one from the other. So what's wrong with saying Hashem should have rachmonis on us? They say we have rachmonis on the birds. And the Gemara pligi bo trei amaroi. Tashala what the pshat is. V'marov and Eretz Yisrael. Reb Yosi bar Avin. Reb Yosi bar Zvida. Chado ma mifnei shemato kina b'maisa brachis. You be mato kina, you're making jealousy in maisa brachis. So Rashi, why? Loimer al eila chas, v'loy al shabri yosef. As if to say Hashem only has rachmonis on birds and not on other animals. So you're making kina between the brachis. That's no good. V'chadom v'nei sho'isem midoyisa shla kodesh bohu rachvim. You're as if saying that when Hashem gave us mitzvahs, it's because He has rachmonis. That's the meaning of mitzvahs. V'einem elo gzeris. Yeah, who? V'einem elo gzeris. That we do mitzvahs is not because it's a mitzvah of rachmonis, but it's a gzeris. We're an ever to Hashem, and we do what Hashem told us to do. That's why we do mitzvahs. Not else the mitzvah from rachmonis. So Drashi midoysov means mitzvoysov. Like we're making the mitzvahs of Hashem for als rachmonim, rachmonis. So Drashi v'hula l'rachimim also. Hashem didn't give it to us als rachmonim. Elo lahatil al Yisrael chukik zeroysov lo'idiyah Hashem avodah. Hashem gave us mitzvahs that we could show that we're never to Hashem, we're listening to Hashem. V'shomer mitzvoysov v'gzeros chukoysov af v'dvorim sh'yesh v'sotin li'akim lo'hashem aleyim lo'ima ma'atzarav v'mitzvazu. Even though usually this is chukim. Chukim means that we don't know the reason why, so the goyim will have tainas, how can you be doing it? So we do it. But the Gemara is saying now really every mitzvah. Even if there is a tam for the mitzvah, we don't do the mitzvahs because of the tamim. We do the mitzvahs because HaKadosh Baruch Hu told us to do it. That's the reason why we do mitzvahs. And not because it's a midah rachamim. Even though the Gemara does say that lenitlo tere letzar v'emes abriyas, the mitzvah is to masakin us. When we do mitzvahs, we become not the mashalim. And the Rambam speaks out like this: a mitzvah like Shlur Hakan. It is a mitzvah of rachmanim. And when we do the mitzvahs, it makes us have rachmanis also. It's mashlim us in these mitzvahs. But that's not the reason why we do the mitzvahs, though. We do the mitzvahs because the Kodesh Baruch Hu told us to do it. But when we're doing the mitzvahs, we're mitzvah ourselves. We make ourselves a better person. But if somebody says Hashem should have rachmanis on us like this, that's wrong, because these are mitzvahs. Al Tigzeres Hashem said to do it, and now we don't do it because of the Tamim. Morahu de Nochis came with the Rabbah. Somebody went down in front of Rabbah, the Yomar, and he said, Ato Chosato al Kan Tzipa. He said to Rebish de Milotfilo, you had Rachmonis on Kan Tzipa on the birds. Is Ato Chus Rachim Leinu? Have Rachmonis upon us. Is Omar Rabbah? Rabbah said, Kama Yoda Haitzum Rabbon Lutzui Lamorayu. How good this Sum Rabbon, this Talmud Chochim, knows how to dava to Hashem. Zechur, like Rav is saying, he's doing a good thing. That's a good way to ask Hashem. Omulay Abaya, so Meshaskinim Noisoy Tanan. And now Mishnah says, "Fakir, we tell him to be quiet." There's not a good midah like that. So the Gemara of Rabba Nami Lechadudi Labaya Yehudi Boy. Havan, the Rabba knew it's not a good thing. He only said this to Mechadah to see if Abaya would chap or not. It's like Chidud to see how smart Abaya was. Rabba, it's not a good midah to do like this. Shashiv Rabba Nam Lechadudi Labaya Yehudi Boy. Shiyoshiv loy mashayshiv. That Abaye should have to cash her back. What are you saying is good? So the Gemara, who did not his chaim of the Rabbi Chanina? One of the person was davening Shemoneser in front of Rabbi Chanina. Omar, he said, Hokeil ha-godol ha-gibo v'yanoira. That's good. But then he was moisted. V'adeh v'yozuz v'yayiraya chosek v'yamitz. V'avadoi v'anichpad. Said a lot of shvachim to the Yevishter. His Rabbi Chanina was himtim loyah desayim. He waited till he finished his whole Shemoneser. Kisayim, when he finished, Omalei, Samtinu lekule shvachi demorach. Did you finish giving all the shvach to the Yevishter? I mean, it wasn't a nice thing to say so many. Is lomali kuli hai? How come you said so many shvachim to the Eibishter? Anan bayos hani plas the Yamrinim. That we say okay, like God will give you v'anayrom. We say these three is ilav the Yamrinim. Moshe Rabbeinu b'Yiraisa. If not, that Moshe said in the Torah. Luyasu anshik and esagdelu b'technilu b'tfilah. And they were mesakin for us to say this much in Shmon Esrei. Lo yavini nuchel lemeimelu. Even this much we would not be allowed to say. We'll soon see why. And you go and say so many more shvachim to the Eibishter, like it's not nice. Why? Moshe lemelech bosav adam shoyle elef alfa al alfa apayim din rezov. A melech had thousands of din rezov pieces of gold. V'hoyu makalse noise. One person gave the king shvach. You're so great. V'shal kesef, that you have a silver coin. is Havaloi Gnayuloi. That's called the Shvach to me. That's a Gnay. I don't like it. Same thing. The Eibush is so great. Like the Pasuk says, Mi Yamala Gvuras Hashem. Who could open our mouth and give Gvuras Hashem? Because we're not right to say the Shvachim to Kodesh Baruch Hu. So, Mela, these three we say, Akela Gvuras Hashem, because that's what Moshe and Anshe Gnash Gvuras was Masakin. But more than that, you shouldn't say. Just saying, we're trying to bring down, this is only in the middle of Shmon Esrei, it's also to say this. But Mashma, other places join Tfilah just to give Shvachim to Rebishta, certain times it's Mutter. So it's Gedurim sometimes, yes, sometimes no. But in Shmon Esrei, at least you now want to say more than what we say, Akela Gadla Gibor, Be'anoira. Shrashi, Ilav the Yamrinu Moshe, Hakel HaGadla Gibor Be'anoira, Asher Lisa Pon Lika Shechit, V'davnimu B'tfilah, Kishespal Ezra Almola Gaila, B'sefer Ezra. He said also this, Akela Gadla Gibor. V'ayta V'yomer Rabbi Chanina, Hakel B'day Shemayim, everything is Eiske Paskent in Shemayim, Chutz Mi'ir Shemayim. Whether a person will be a tzaddik or a rasha, that's called breira, that's totally new. Shenemar, v'yati Yisrael, mo Hashem lekech, Hashem imach, what does Hashem ask from you? Kim liyira. Only to have yira. That's what Moshe told Klal Yisrael. Hashem is only asking from us to have the yira Shemayim. So drash Yaakov b'dei Shemayim means kol ha'bol al-odim. Everything that comes upon us, b'dei HaKadosh Baruch Hu. HaKadosh Baruch Hu chose it that way. Kegoyin oruch kotzer, if we're tall or we're short. Oni oshuch, be poor or be rich. Chochem Shaita, whether you're smart or whether you're Shaita, it's Alf Mina Shemayim. Love and Shachir, be white or black. Hakol B'dei Shemayim Hu. Abo Tzadik V'Rosha, whether you'll become a Tzadik, you'll be a Rosha, Eino B'lai Yidei Shemayim, Elezu Mosa B'yodai Shalodim. This is in the hands of the person. V'Nosan L'Fonu Shnei Drochim. You have two ways to do, good and bad. V'Hu Yivchaloi Yira Shemayim. A person is supposed to be Boichir, Yira Shemayim, and if you have Yira Shemayim, then you'll be kind the whole Torah. So the Pasuk says that Moshe told Klal Yisrael, what does Hashem ask from you? Only to have Yira. For the Gemara, Otto Yira Shemayim Milsa Zutrasi. Like Moshe is saying, Hashem is only asking you to have Yira Shemayim. For the Gemara, that is a small thing. The Chur is very hard to have Yira Shemayim. The Omer of the Chanina, Mishun Rabbi Shem Ben Yechoi, Ein Lo LaKadosh Baruch Hu Beis Genozo. HaKadosh Baruch Hu only has in his treasures, his hidden places, Elo Eitzel Shi Yira Shemayim. You see, that's what's dear to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. So Mashma, it's pretty hard to get it. Shenema Yiras Hashem Hi Oitzaroi. That's the Eitz of the Kodesh Baruch Hu, that Yiras Hashem. So the Rekash, how could Moshe say it's such an easy thing to have? Have the Gemara in. Legabe Moshe Milsa Zutusahi. By Moshe Rabbeinu is very easy. And to be a Moshe Rabbeinu is very easy to have Yiras Hashem. So the Kasha is though, but Moshe was telling this to Klal Yisrael. He was saying, Klal Yisrael, you, Hashem, only wants them to have Yira. So how could Moshe tell Klal Yisrael? So there's a lot of different mafarshim. Some learned that the pshat was that the ikkar midah that brings the yira shemayim is the midah of anava. If you're an anava, a humble person, that brings the yira. Now Moshe, we know his midah was midah of anava, anav mikol adam. So when Moshe was talking to Klai, so since he was such an anav, to him, he thought it's a very easy thing to have a yira shemayim. Because in the Gabi, Moshe was nothing. Means if you have the midah of Moshe being an anav, it's very easy to be yirei Hashem. Well, the pshat is that if you have to do it yourself, it's hard. But if you have a Rebbe to learn from, it's easy. But there was once he had vowed by Moshe, it was easy to be Yirei Hashem. So it means the rest of Klal Yisrael could learn from Moshe. So then it's easy to do. Rashi, Maidim. Maidim, Maidim, Mishas, Kanoisi. If you say Maidim twice, we tell you to be quiet. Omer Rab Zeru. Koloime Shema, Shema. If you say Shema two times, is also Koloime Maidim, Maidim, Domi. And when Mishas, we tell you stop, but it's not a nice thing to say. For the Gemara Meisvei, Hakayra Shema. Somebody says Kriya Shema, the Koifla, and he says it twice. Poshes Mashmi says Shema Shema. Has Hareiz Maguna? It's not nice. So the Gemara Maguna who the heavy Mashmi's only not nice. Or Bishtuka Leim Shaskinim Lei. We don't tell him be quiet. Mashmi, that's worse. Shtuka even tell you be quiet. Don't continue saying it. It's like a terrible thing. Leim Maguna means not so nice. And the Gemara Lakasha, Hod Yom Milsa Milsa. You only just say the word Shema Shema. We'll soon see. V'toni lo, v'hod yama psuka psuka v'toni lo. Here he says Shema Yisrael Shema Hashem Echod, and it says again Shema Yisrael. So one is terrible, and one is just meguna. So the Machlokes Rishonim. Rashi learns milsa milsa v'toni lo. Kol teva v'teva chayze v'shonim meguna. If you say Shema, and then you say it over again, it's not a nice thing to do. Heavy. V'shtuki l'mishaskinim lei. It's not so gefilah. So question of pshat is because it could be that you made a mistake. Maybe you said Shema and you didn't have kavana. Maybe it didn't come out of your mouth so good. So you only really have a right to say it over again. But it's the Maguna, it's not nice, because before you say Shema, you should make sure you have Kavan and say it the right way. So it's not so nice. is a drashi why shein ze daim le makabel olav shtei malchus, not daim like your mom is saying shtei malchus, el le misleitze, it's like you're taking it easy, like a late, like you're just on saying out the word, shema shema, that's not for the feller. Abu oma posik sholim, if you say the whole posik shema yisrael shema shema chod, v'tonu le, you say it a second time, then mishaskin le, that's gefeller, we tell you to stop. Why the mesek yishtei rishuyis? That looks the only reason why he's saying like there's two different Hashem. So if the Yeshua says, good, if you stand made him say in Askavonim, what do you finish saying the Oposik for? You should have stopped right away. You said Shema, you didn't say it so good. So right away said over again. If after you finished the Oposik, it's right, you had Kavonah, or you said it the way you're supposed to. Just it looks now, why are you saying a second time? Because you want to say it to another God, another Hashem. That's Kefilich. Omlev HaPopol Abaya, the Dilma Mikoro Lechivin Daitei. So there's a question now, what's for the Felech now saying Shema twice? So Chur the Mashal, the way Rashi learns, Chur the question now is going on when you say Shema and then Shema. Not that you said the whole posse, but you said Shema, Shema, which is the Dov Meguna, for the Gemara, why is it Meguna? For Dilma Mikaro Lechivin Daite, the same Chivin Daite. Maybe first he started to say Shema, and he realized he didn't say it with enough Kavona. So he started to say it over again, what's for the Felech? Or Malay, nay, that's good for why it's Maguna. Chavrusa Kalpe Shemaya.